Mandarin.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Plorg here, and I'm going to talk about some cards that have been officially spoiled in the month of March 2016. First, we have Compelling Deterrence, one and a blue instant. Return target non-land permanent to its owner's hand. Then that player discards a card if you control a zombie. That's kind of weird. The art's pretty cool. It's got like a zombie scarecrow showing off and some kind of farmer who doesn't want to go there. Next is Eerie Interlude, two and a white instant. Exile any number of target creatures you control. Return those cards to the battlefield under their owner's control at the beginning of the next end step. So there's already a card called Ghost Way, which is almost the same as this. It just does all of your creatures. So this might be better in certain situations. If you already use Ghost Way, then yeah, throw this in there if you want a duplicate of that effect. This one can't target your shrouded creatures, so if you got somebody with lightning boots on and you want to exile them, well, then use Ghost Way instead. Next up, Mindrak Demon. 2 black-black creature demon, 4/5, flying trample. Passes the vanilla test. When Mindrak Demon enters the battlefield, put the top 4 cards of your library into your graveyard. And Delirium, at the beginning of your upkeep, you lose 4 life unless there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard. So the Delirium ability makes cards more useful in the late game of EDH, because it's more likely you're going to have a buffet of things in your graveyard. Milling yourself for 4 is not necessarily a drawback. There are plenty of commanders in black that enjoy putting their own cards into their own graveyard. Mimeoplasm comes to mind, Cedrus, there are others. But moving on. Pour over the pages, 3 blue-blue sorcery. Draw 3 cards, untap up to 2 lands, then discard a card. Looks solid. If you're playing special lands that tap for more than 1 mana, then this is even better. Next up, Tooth Collector. 2 and a black, creature human rogue, 3/2. When Tooth Collector enters the battlefield, target creature and opponent controls gets -1/-1 until end of turn. Delirium, at the beginning of each opponent's upkeep, if there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard, target creature that player controls gets -1/-1 until end of turn. That's each opponent's upkeep. And the picture is a painting of Phil with his staple binder. Okay, moving on. Topplegeist for just a single white. Creature spirit 1/1 flying. That's all right. When Topplegeist enters the battlefield, tap target creature and opponent controls. That's all right. Delirium, at the beginning of each opponent's upkeep, if there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard, tap target creature that player controls. So, in the late game of EDH, this is a 1-mana tiny Sentinel of the Eternal Watch. That's handy. Over the weekend at some GPs, they had some puzzle rooms. If enough people solved the puzzles, then they spoiled a card. From the lab escape room, let's start with Brain in a Jar, 2 artifact. For 1 mana and tap, put a charge counter on Brain in a Jar. You may then cast an instant or sorcery card with converted mana cost equal to the number of charge counters on Brain in a Jar from your hand without paying its mana cost. Pay 3 and tap, remove X charge counters from Brain in a Jar, scry X. So you can ratchet up, and if you have a nice curve of instants and sorceries, then you can kind of cast him for free, or for 1. Next, Pick the Brain, 2 and a black, sorcery. Target opponent reveals his or her hand. You choose a non-land card from it and exile that card. Delirium, if there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard, search that player's graveyard hand and library for any number of cards with the same name as that exiled card. Exile those cards, then that player shuffles his or her library. That's not going to matter unless you're facing Shadowborn Apostles or Relentless Rats. Pass. Next, Geralf's Masterpiece. 3 blue-blue creature zombie horror. 7/7, flying. Looks good so far. Geralf's Masterpiece gets -1/-1 for each card in your hand. 3 and a blue, discard 3 cards. Return Geralf's Masterpiece from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped. Next, Aberrant Researcher, 3 and a blue, creature human insect, 3/2, flying. At the beginning of your upkeep, put the top card of your library into your graveyard. If it's an instant or sorcery card, transform Aberrant Researcher into the perfected form. Creature Insect Horror, 5/4 flying. And that's it. Well, all of the legendary insects so far are in green and maybe black and maybe red too. So he can't even go into an insect tribal yet. Maybe you put him in Melek, and if you don't want to cast the instant or sorcery you revealed, then you get an upgrade. Anyway, moving on. So at the Markov Manor puzzle room, they spoiled Incorrigible Youths. 3 red-red, creature vampire haste, 4/3. And it's got madness, 2 in a red. If you discard this card, discard it into exile. When you do, cast it for its madness cost, or put it into your graveyard. Declaration in Stone, 1 in a white, sorcery. Exile, target creature, and all other creatures its controller controls with the same name as that creature. So it can work on tokens. That player investigates for each non-token creature exiled this way. And investigate, looking at other cards, it's where you create a clue, a colorless clue artifact. And you put that token onto the battlefield, and it has 2, sacrifice this artifact, draw a card. So you can make a bank of artifacts that can eventually draw you cards later. Maybe. Next, Heir of Falconwrath, 1 and a black, creature vampire, 2/1. And it's got the white bat signal as her decolletage. Discard a card. Transform Heir of Falconwrath. Activate this ability only once each turn. She transforms into Heir to the Night, a vampire berserker 3/2 with flying. Next, Tamio's Journal for 5. Legendary artifact. At the beginning of your upkeep, investigate. So you get a free colorless clue artifact token. Sacrifice 3 clues and tap this artifact. You may search your library for a card and put that card into your hand, then shuffle your library. So if you're playing with a lot of clues, then Tamio's Journal can turn them into a tutor. It's too bad that clues seem to be white so far, because Shattergang Brothers would like to have a bunch of artifacts on the field handy. So from the Cathedral Puzzle Room, let's start with Relentless Dead. Black, black. Creature zombie, 2/2 with menace. Passes the vanilla test. What else we got? When Relentless Dead dies, you may pay black. If you do, return it to its owner's hand. That's handy. Oh, there's more. When Relentless Dead dies, you may pay X. If you do, return another target zombie creature card with converted mana cost X from your graveyard to the battlefield. Yeah, he's going in. All right. Next, Shard of Broken Glass, 1. Artifact equipment. Equipped creature gets +1/+0. Whenever equipped creature attacks, you may put the top 2 cards of your library into your graveyard. Come on. Equip 1. Yeah. Next, Bygone Bishop, 2 and a white. Creature, spirit cleric, 2/3 flying. Whenever you cast a creature spell with converted mana cost 3 or less, investigate. So you get that free colorless clue artifact that can draw you a card eventually. Next, Abyssinian Missionaries. 3 and a white, creature human cleric, 3/3. At the beginning of your end step, if Abyssinian Missionaries is equipped, transform it into Lunark Inquisitors, creature human cleric, 4/4. When this creature transforms into Lunark Inquisitors, you may exile another target creature until Lunark Inquisitors leaves the battlefield. So he's got a Fiend Hunter built in. That's pretty cool. And then there's the big one. So we have Archangel Avacyn, 3 white-white. Legendary creature Angel, 4/4. So you got flying and vigilance, and when Archangel Avacyn enters the battlefield, creatures you control gain indestructible until end of turn. That would be pretty good if this card also had flash. Oh wait, it also has flash. When a non-angel creature you control dies, transform Archangel Avacyn at the beginning of the next upkeep. And she transforms into Avacyn the Purifier. Legendary creature Angel, 6/5 with flying. And when this creature transforms into Abyssin the Purifier, it deals 3 damage to each other creature and each opponent. I like it. Can't go an Ashling, though. But if you already have a Magma Phoenix on the board, you can get a cute little chain reaction. And I think that's it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first preview week for Shadows Over Innistrad. We are super excited to see how Wizards holds back revealing the appearance of Emrakul. I mean, tells us the story of Avacyn gone bad. We hope you enjoyed Nate reviewing these cards. We'll try to release one of these every day during the preview week, so let us know if you agree or disagree with our assessments by writing to cast@commanderinmtg.com. We would really appreciate it if you gave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, or followed us on Twitter, or visited our Facebook page, or told us you want to hear even more Commander by donating to us at our Patreon. The new button is on our page at commanderinmtg.com. In the meantime, be sure to tune in to the Command Zone podcast for their 99th episode on Tuesday, March 8th. They called it the Commander's Summit, because you can hear Andy Hull from Commander's Brew and yours truly, Phil DeLuca, talk with Josh and Jimmy about a variety of topics related to our favorite format, Commander. That's it for today's previews. And as Sean would say, and that's our show. Yeah!
Commander is